Islam continued to rise after the death of the Prophet Muhammad. In just a few decades, it spread to all of Mesopotamia and North Africa. And in the East, it reached as far as India. The Arabs, who only a few decades before had been herdsmen in the deserts of Arabia, became the rulers of a huge empire due to the superior wisdom, culture, and awareness they acquired thanks to Islam. In only 100 years, their empire spread over an area greater than the Roman Empire, and the rule they established was far stronger too. A diverse range of religious denominations was to be found living within that empire, especially Jews and Christians. The Muslims were very tolerant towards the different religious groupings in the lands they conquered. No one was forced to change their religion, and everyone's faith was respected. Synagogues and churches were protected at a time when forced change of religion was commonplace. The Muslims' tolerance was unique. One of the most remarkable examples of Islamic tolerance was experienced during the conquest of Jerusalem in 638 by the armies of Islam, led by the Caliph Omar. The patriarch of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre feared that the Muslims would destroy the church. Omar made a friendly visit to the church and told them that they had nothing to fear. When the time for his prayer came, Omar took leave of the patriarch, left the church, and performed his prayers nearby. Later on, the El-Aqsa Mosque was to be built on the spot where Omar performed his first prayers in Jerusalem. The Muslims gave Jerusalem one of the world's most spectacular works of architecture. The Dome of the Rock was built on the rock from where it is believed that Muhammad ascended to the heavens. With its unique decorations and gold leaf dome, the Dome of the Rock was illustrative of Islam's sense of art and civilization. Europe, on the other hand, was ruled at that time by dogma and barbarism. The Catholic Church oppressed the Jews and even Christians belonging to the other churches. Forced change of religion, torture, and execution in the name of religion were common practice in the West. The Muslims, on the other hand, always treated the people of the Book, that is, Jews and Christians, with tolerance and compassion, as God commanded them in the Quran. The Church of St. John in Damascus in Syria is an example of this. The Muslims who conquered the area began to perform their Friday prayers at that church, but it still belonged to the Christians who attended Mass on Sundays. The members of the two religions shared the same place of worship in peace. As the number of Muslims increased in the city, the Muslim authorities bought the church with the consent of the Christian community. They built a mosque beside the church, and the decorations of its courtyard were enriched with Islamic motifs. Stunning examples of early Islamic art were built on the columns inherited from Byzantium. The Muslims' tolerance towards Jews and Christians continued throughout the history of Islam. Jews fleeing the tyranny of the Inquisition in Spain found refuge and tolerance in Ottoman lands. The source of Islam's tolerance towards Jews and Christians is the morality of the Quran. God commanded the Muslims to treat the people of the book well. Only argue with the people of the book in the kindest way, except in the case of those of them who do wrong, saying, "We believe in what has been sent down to us and what was sent down to you. Our God and your God are one, and we submit to him."